Again, that you grab the same keypad you had. We're going to go through some quick questions while folks are filtering back in. And again, because we're at a crossroads, we're trying to capture a little bit of where people are at, what they think is important, what they see as less important, etc. So we're going to go to some questions, Marianne. If we can go to that first question. We think it's important to think about communication. So this first one is just for the seed stock folks. If you are a seed stock producer, do you formally seek input from your customers about what the hell it is that you do? Do you actually ask your customers for their input in a formal way so that you're getting feedback from them? So that's a real easy yes or no. Time's in. Let's see what the seed stock producers say. And then we're going to test you to see whether your customers believe this or not. ...71% say yes. 29% totally honest said no. We're not asking them much. Now, if you're a commercial producer, the next question's for you. If you are a commercial producer, does your seed stock provider actually seek your input relative to their genetic selection strategies? Yes or no, time is in. So this is just for commercial producers. Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? 70% of seed stock producers said, yep, we're asking lots of questions of our customers. 70% of the customers says, we haven't heard a question yet. I would advocate that this might be the single biggest problem in our industry. We always talk about we can't get the segments to communicate. The two segments that ought to have the easiest time communicating are the commercial cow-calf sector and the seed stock sector. And if we can't get these two sectors together, having a conversation with a packer, a retailer, and a food service provider is probably out of the realm of possibility. And so this is an important little bit of data. We did not presuppose it would be that clear, but clearly, we have a communication problem. Next question. We just want to reiterate this one. Are you satisfied with the current slate of available EPDs? Everybody can answer on this one. Are you satisfied with the current slate of EPDs? Yes or no? Okay, and the response is about 50-50. Okay, those of you that said yes, you can take a break because you don't need to answer the next one. But those of you who said no, you're not satisfied, we want you to answer the next question. If you answered no, which trait category that is of highest importance to you is least well described by the genetic estimates currently available? Which of these eight is least well described? Reproduction, 2, cow cost, 3, growth, 4, carcass quality and yield, 5, tenderness and palatability, 6, feed efficiency and intake, 7, disease resistance, longevity, 8, disposition. Which of those is least well described in your opinion? Reproduction, the lead, feed efficiency and intake, second. That probably tells us something, researchers, about where we need to spend some time and energy. Next question, how well do industry participants, both seed stock and cow-calf, understand the information available from national animal evaluation programs? How well do we understand the national evaluation system? 1, very well. 2, reasonably well. 3, marginally well. 4, not very well. 5, not at all. Normal distribution, that tells us as educators that we have some work to do to improve our performance in terms of helping people understand the tools that are out there. Next question goes right with this. How well does the industry understand emerging genetic tools such as markers, indices, etc., all those cool next-generation things Ronnie talked about? And again, one, very well, two, reasonably well, three, marginally well, four, not very well, five, not at all. Even bigger challenge in terms of education for our industry. Next question, how important are multi-breed genetic estimates? One, very important, two, important, three, marginally important, four, unimportant. Everybody can answer on this. How important are multi-breed genetic estimates? About half very important, an additional 30% at important. So clearly some demand for that slate of genetic estimates. And then finally, before we move to our panel, who should provide genetic estimates in the future? One, breed associations. Two, government agencies similar to the way that the dairy industry receives their genetic evaluation. Three, universities. Four, for-profit firms in the private sector. Or five, other, if you've got some other concepts. So who provides the estimates in the future? Breed associations get 50% of the vote, pretty even split across the others. And that's a big question for our industry to deal with and to grapple with, and we appreciate your input on that. One of the most popular venues that we've had at BIF over the years is the use of producer panels to grapple with tough questions. And this is an opportunity for us to hear some really bright people. Leading that panel today will be Ron Bowles, who is Director of Commercial Marketing Programs for Red Angus Association of America at Denton, Texas. Many of you have known Ron through his work in Extension and then with Shorthorn and now with Red Angus. Attended his first BIF meeting in 1981. Got his bachelor's at Penn State and then I guess decided to become a true wildcat. Got his PhD at Kansas State. Welcome, Ron Bowles.